Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk.
Die Amerikaanse bestuurskonsultasiefirma Bain het vandag bedank as lid van Sake Eenheid Suid-Afrika of die BLSA. Die onlangs gepubliseerde staatskapingsverslag het bevind Bain het 'n sleutelrol gespeel in die kaping van die Suid-Afrikaanse Inkomstediens saam met die voormalige kommissaris Tom Moyani en oud-president Jacob Zuma. Die BLSA het Bain in 2018 geskors nadat die Nugent-kommissie soortgelyke bevindings gemaak het. Die BLSA het Bain egter verlede jaar weer as hulle toegelaat nadat die maatskappy die 164 miljoen rand wat dit van die Suid-Afrikaanse Inkomstediens verdien het, terugbetaal het. Bain het die bevindings van die Nugent-kommissie en die staatskapingsverslag ontken en gesê hoewel die groep foute gemaak het in sy handelinge met die SAID, het dit nie opsetlik die Inkomstediens skade berokken nie. Op die lyn is Busisiwe Mavuzo, sy is die uitvoerende hoof van Sake Leierskap Suid-Afrika. Busisiwe, thank you so much for your time. The BLSA represents the largest businesses in the country and have expressed fierce support for the president and committed itself to fight corruption. Bain's readmission seems to have blown up in your face a bit.
Seemingly so, Raik, and thank you very much for inviting us. So I think maybe let me say we accept the criticism that we have received as BLSA over this issue, but it is always important to get one's facts straight when doing so, because actually much of this criticism that we've been getting has been ignorant of the facts, poorly informed, and really just sensationalist, you know. I completely understand that there is much anger at Bain following the Zondo Commission report, as there should be. What Bain did at SARS was highly damaging, and every South African has got the right to be angry. But we need to channel this anger properly, and the anger doesn't entitle us to our own false facts, and neither does it excuse the selective hearing that has been taking place, especially in as far as the BLSA story and what we've been putting out there is concerned.
So what happened with Bain's readmission, and why do you think there's been miscommunication? Because it seems as if, you know, Bain was readmitted, and when the criticism started, Bain resigned. And that seems, it does look strange.
There's actually nothing strange about that. You know, what is actually strange and what has actually been highly frustrating and what has happened, as you are actually asking, is that the criticism and the narrative that has been put out there that BLSA has defended Bain following the Zondo Commission, I must say it's utter nonsense. The facts are that in 2018, following the revelations of the Nugent Commission, BLSA suspended Bain, adding it to the previous suspensions related to the state capture, which included KPMG, which included Transnet, and which included Eskom. That suspension was directly in response to the actions of Bain at SARS, you know, the same actions that the Zondo Commission has highlighted in its report. BLSA acted swiftly and publicly condemned the misconduct over 3 years ago, and we took the action of actually suspending Bain. So this was certainly no embrace or defense. It reflected our absolutely clear view that our members must reflect the high standards of the integrity pledge that they made to fight against corruption. In much of the criticism directed of us, these actions that we've taken as BLSA have actually not been mentioned. Why not? You know? And the other misconception that is actually out there is that we took Bain in, or we readmitted Bain, you know, after it paid back the fees, or our only requirement was that it pays back the fees. And I must say that this is also, you know, very ignorant of the facts, because it is far from it. You know, we accept that just because an institution has paid back the fees, you know, it doesn't mean that, you know, they are now appropriate or they are eligible, you know, to actually come back into organized business in as far as this concerned. What this narrative ignores is that paying back the fees is actually the least of the demands that we actually, you know, made. And it's really neither here nor there. The main issue as a business organization, as a membership-based organization, was that we wanted to make sure that Bain ensures that there are institutional reforms that are actually undertaken by the organization. We actually demanded that they fire the executives that were involved in the state capture project. We actually demanded that they ensure, you know, that the control environment within the organization is tightened such that what happened at Bain before doesn't happen again. We actually demanded that they ensure that there is more oversight that is actually put in place and given, you know, to the work that they take on as an organization, so that you don't give one person or one partner within an organization too much power.
But do you think the firing of executives and internal restructuring with a company can remove the perception of corruption? Because what Bain did at SARS is they did immense damage to that organization and South Africa as a whole.
But no one is disputing that. I'm on record as saying that those executives that were involved in the state capture project, you know, and that were involved in the SARS project should actually be brought to book. They should be put in orange overalls. Vittorio Masson behind Jacob Zuma should actually be brought to book. You know, those are the people that we should haul to jail as quickly as possible. You know, I'm on record as saying that what we are busy with at the moment as an institution is to look at, now that the Zondo Commission report is out, how do we actually ensure, you know, that we support the National Prosecuting Authority so that they can bring these criminals and these thieves to book. And the thieves that I'm referring to are the Bain executives. The thieves that I'm referring to is Jacob Zuma. The thieves that I'm referring to are all the other executives, CEOs, politicians, managers that have been involved in the state capture project. So no one is saying that the Bain issues need to be glossed over. Far from it. But what we are saying is that let's focus on the executives that were involved. You know, to say that an institution should disappear, that is what we don't agree with as BLSA. Number one, we don't agree that any institution is beyond reproach. And number two, we don't agree that the architecture and system of business is inherently corrupt. Now, I've said this before, Rake, and what has been taken out of the sentence that I've just said, the headlines that have been made out there, is that I'm saying that Bain is not inherently corrupt. That is utter rubbish. I've never said that Bain is not inherently corrupt. I'm saying the architecture of business is not inherently corrupt. And we stand by that as BLSA. What is corrupt within businesses are individuals. What is corrupt are executives. What is corrupt are CEOs. What is corrupt are managers. What is corrupt are employees. You know, because we understand and accept that business is a microcosm of this very same corrupt society and country that we live in. So we would be naive to think that the rampant corruption that you see in South Africa would not at some point taint business.
Just lastly, you referred to KPMG, Transnet and Eskom earlier. Are they members of the BLSA currently?
KPMG was readmitted back into the BLSA fold, and it's interesting, there wasn't this much noise, you know, and it's interesting, that's why I'm saying, you know, sometimes we actually apply double standards when it comes to these things, because they went through exactly the same process that Bain went through. But KPMG, yes, is back into the BLSA fold and is a member of KPMG, but with Transnet and Eskom, as soon as we suspended them, they decided to resign.
Dit was Busisiwe Mavuzo, die uitvoerende hoof van Sake Leierskap Suid-Afrika. Amelia, dink jy, steek die uitvoerende hoof in die pad, sê vir hulle, luister, moenie kry julle stelsels reg, dat julle nou nie weer oortree nie, dink jy dis goed genoeg?
Ek stem saam met alles wat Busisiwe gesê het, in terme van daar is personeel, daar is mense, daar is selfs mense in laer posisies wat werk in organisasies en deelneem aan korrupsie en diefstal. En die rede waarom dit voor die ryk is, omdat niemand vervolg word nie. Daar word so min mense vervolg in die reg en sit in die tronk as gevolg van hierdie tipe goed, dat dit net voortduur. So ek stem saam met haar om 'n hele maatskappy, ek bedoel, groot maatskappy met daar duisende werknemers wat werk doen, onder normale omstandighede baie goeie werk doen, om so hele maatskappy te verwoes, is mos nou onnodig. Ek dink daar moet meer gefokus word om hierdie mense wat die korrupsie pleeg, om hulle vas te vat. Dan gaan jy
Denk jy dieselfde argument geld vir Transnet?
Dat dieselfde geld daar ook, Ryk. Hulle moet die, onthou nie, hoe minder mense vasgevat word, hoe meer kring het uit. dan kry hierdie draak net nog 100,000 koppe.
Nee, ek verskil met jou.
Hoe meer mense deelneem en hoe meer minder mense vervolg word, hoe meer mense begin deelneem, want dit is mos nou lekker.
Bain het nie 'n kontrak gekry om 10 huise te bou en toe net 9 gebou nie. Hulle het die Suid-Afrikaanse inkomste diens basies verwoes.
En... Ek stem saam, maar die ouens, die vennote wat deelgeneem het aan dit, hulle is die ouens wat te boek gebring moet word. Jy kan ons nie 'n hele maatskappy met duisende mense se lewens verwoes oor 'n handjievol ouens wat korrupsie gepleeg het nie. Daar was na die dag 'n hele storie oor Goldman Sachs van 4 van hulle vennote wat in Afrika lande ook hierdie tipe goed gedoen het. Daai ouens is vasgevat en daar's van hulle wat nou in die tronk sit. So verstaan jy, daai ouens moet vasgevat word. En sodra dit begin gebeur dat die regstelsel behoorlik werk in hierdie dis die eintlike probleem is die regstelsel. Dis nie dit gee vir mense die geleentheid om korrupsie te
doen. Die BLSA is 'n instansie wat groot besighede verteenwoordig. Hulle het interaksie met die regering en dan sê hulle, luister, ons is daartoe verbind om korrupsie uit te roei. Ons ondersteun die president en dit is 'n amper skynheilige houding in hierdie konteks. Omdat een van die grootste skades wat aangerig is in tydens staatskaping ewe skielik word daar
aan
die hand gewerk.
Maar dit is nie 'n maatskappy nie. Kom ons vat 'n voorbeeld van KPMG. Kom ons sê daar is 1000 ouditeure wat daar werk. 995 van hulle gaan 100% aan die standaarde voldoen en baie eerlik wees en agente van SARS wees. Die 5 wat mos nou daar kom en oneerlik en korrup is, daai 5 moet vasgevat word en weggejaag word. Jy kan nie die hele maatskappy verwoes en al daai duisende mense se loopbane en lewens verwoes nie. Ek dink jy dis reg nie. Ek stem nie met dit saam nie.
Ons kan saamstem dat ons verskil.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoede elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Money Web Potgoede, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Money Web News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.